you by Tee It Up for the Troops. Divots can be replaced. Freedom cannot. Portions of this program may not be suitable for those under the age of 18. Parental guidance is suggested, but not mandatory.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Corey. I don't care if it sounds crazy and has a brain injury. He is funny.
We're definitely in support of those that serve.
Rock has two words of advice for you. Simply put, get ready.
There's a lot of nonprofit organizations out there.
I've seen a lot of stuff in my life, but that was awesome.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Business can make dreams come true.
The H-Train Show.
The H-Train Show.
On your butt.
Microphone's red. That means
ladies and gentlemen, and boys and girls of all ages.
All ages.
And for the thousands and millions that are listening across the land, welcome to another edition of the H-Train Show.
What do we do here?
I need to bring this down a little bit.
Do you? Do you? I love that you've got the intern holding one of the microphones or the camera stands.
Yes. He's figuring out our Instagram because we're streaming on Instagram tonight too. Okay, check this out. On this show, our whole mission is to... Yeah, I guess I'm going to need to read it. Whole mission is to show veterans and our men and women in uniform all over the world that there are more programs out there beyond the VA. My name's H Train.
I'm Rob.
Thanks for riding with us, everybody. Okay, so I'll let you know if the video like freezes or whatever on this.
Well, I like that you're wiggling your fingers in front of it to make it confusing.
Yeah, well.
Is that like,
can't blame,
is that radio dead magic?
Me. Can't blame me.
Radio magic.
We're, the internet is not very good here.
Could be
today.
Funny for those listening. Hey, if you're listening, folks, let us know how we sound. Are we jacked up? Am I too low? Am I too high? Does my melodious voice turn you on? Whatever. We want to know what it is. How do we sound? That's the important part. As long as we sound good. Well, as long as I sound good.
Well, you know, I tell you what. That one day when you wrote in the forum that you was gonna do something, I'm like, all right, all right.
What?
Remember, I control your mic.
That's right. You have to. If you're not part of our MBR forums, it's probably for the best. We talk a lot of trash in there. Totally worth it. So, hey, man, how was your week?
It's been good, man. It's been good, you know. Friday, Saturday, you know.
You had some Sky Blue stuff going on, and you were busy, huh?
Yeah.
Well, tell us.
Well, so we're going to be remoting with Sky Blue Radio. The dates are, like, kind of funky right now, but it's, like, June 4th to... Yeah, June 7th, June 10th. We won't be staying the whole time. We'll only be staying a couple of days or whatever. But we're going to be in San Diego in June. And we're going to, when everything comes finalized, we'll find a nonprofit that's in San Diego and have them come in and we'll interview them live on air.
Well, isn't there a bunch of Navy bases there in San Diego?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of nonprofits out there. But I'm throwing that out there because if you're a nonprofit and you'd like to be on the show in June, you need to write Rob or Amanda and get that set up.
Definitely. Yeah, because that would be kind of cool. That would be awesome. I've been to San Diego, but it was for a hockey tournament. So all of San Diego that I saw was hockey rinks. So,
okay.
I haven't seen much of it.
All right.
So not this weekend, but the weekend after next, I am going elk hunting with my crew chief from when I was deployed to Iraq. He is coming out here from his home state. And we are going up to the middle of the mountains with his two young sons, and we're going to go have a battle of wits with the wily elk.
Okay.
Like the ever-agile jaguar.
Nice. It's very, very nice.
Looking to fill the freezer.
I am.
And he is listening tonight so he can get all the cool in-it stuff.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes.
That's awesome. Well, just letting you know.
Uh-oh. Here we go. What? We're not broadcasting.
No, we're broadcasting.
All right. But let's know what.
Like the video, apparently it's having problems.
Imagine that.
It's having problems.
So I'm kind of excited about our interview today, this week.
Yeah.
A very good friend of mine.
Okay, so you know him.
So Coach Chris Carter, who runs Veterans Overcoming Obstacles, he and I helped. Well, he started it, and I just helped him. He put together a CrossFit competition called Survival of the Fittest, and it was some of the coolest T-shirts I've ever seen. So, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Kind of looking forward to talking to him. He does amazing things for veterans, and he's like you and I are to Denver. He is to Pueblo.
Okay.
He is all about the veterans down there in Pueblo.
All right.
So
that sounds great.
It actually it is. He does a lot of good stuff.
Now I'm trying to set it up, but well, you got your phone, so I'll let you borrow my phone.
Okay.
I want you to check our Instagram and guess who I've been in talks to coming on the show for a second interview. Your favorite person.
Ronda Rousey?
Jackal.
Oh, really? I think he connected with me on... Oh, really? Yeah, that dude connected with me on Instagram. That's cool.
Yeah, so...
I love that he introduces our show. That would be kind of cool. The dude plays the chainsaw. He plays the chainsaw.
I thought you'd get excited, so I'm trying to get it so that we have a one-on-one interview with him.
What musical school do you go to where you learn how to play the chainsaw?
Oh.
Uh-oh, what's the matter?
Shucks.
What's shucks?
Oh, intern. I have a drink outside.
I have a drink.
Could you please go
get
it? Are
you serious? You're really doing this, dude? This is abuse of interns. I like it.
I was just asking.
That's
awesome. I wasn't telling. I was just asking.
Hey, intern, I don't have a drink, but I would really like one. You're a horrible person. I like that about you. That's awesome, dude.
Oh, boy.
You really just sent an intern to get you a drink.
Oh, I sent him to fetch me my drink. Well, not fetch.
Brought your smokes back, too.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Whatever he's getting paid, you need to double it.
My dad listens to this show.
What? Whatever. Yeah, exactly. Set my people free. That's awesome. I can't believe that.
That just happened.
So, all right. Good stuff. Roddy, thank you so much. We'll probably have Roddy on later in the show. You can catch his Roddy show every Tuesday at 5 o'clock, right? So he's watching how we do this stuff because I'm going to teach the interns how to
use... Why does he keep shaking his head?
I don't know. But I'm going to teach the interns how to do the OBS and stuff.
The OBS?
Yes.
Is it like...
This is like...
I thought that was what the pregnant chicks go to for the doctor.
No, OBS is the video so that, you know, we're streaming.
Oh.
So if the video lags, we're sorry. I guess what you can do is you can play the video, turn it all the way down, and then you can listen to the phone app. That way you're listening to the show because I think we come up delayed and very...
You know what we need? One thing we don't have it in this studio. I mean, you got like... I took a picture earlier of all these freaking monitors and cameras and pictures and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You don't have a, like, a dump, or not a dump button, but like a somebody says a swear kind of button.
No, I don't.
We need one of those.
Internet radio.
Because I would push it every time you talk.
Internet radio can't really have that. So that's the bad
thing. Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because internet radio, it's like straight to the point. And frequency has a 30-second delay, so...
Oh, yo comprende que fumar.
Yeah.
Which I believe is Spanish for I get it.
Got it. Well, you would know. You got an A.
Spanish too, baby.
Spanish too.
Thanks again, Art.
He speaks a lot of Spanish.
Not exactly accurate. I did pass my Spanish class. That doesn't mean that I speak Spanish. I learned more Spanish from the Taco Bell dog than I did from Spanish class.
What's that meme says?
See, you're old enough that you get it. See? Yo quiero Taco Bell.
I used to have a bumper sticker with the dog, and it had like the burrito, you know, right in the midsection, and it says, "You ever wonder where the sour cream comes from?"
Dude. Dude, but we, yeah, we can do that kind of imagery, but we can't curse. Where's the button? I need the button.
Boop, boop, man. But no, we had a great time Saturday. And then Sunday, a good friend of mine, Bill Stern, he came and donated 5 monitors for the interns.
Oh, for the interns. I'm like, dude, where would you put another monitor in this place?
So we got 6 monitors. We've completed 3 computers. Now I'm just working on the other 3.
See, interning ain't all bad. It's not all going to get his freaking drinks. You get computers and all kinds of cool stuff out of the deal.
So, you know, good. It was a good weekend. You had a busy one. You had like a birthday, and then didn't you have to market for?
I was working for one of our sponsors. Yep, Colorado Biker Lawyer, hard at work. Yep, I bought lunch. It was pretty, which was delicious, by the way. Oh my goodness!
Who bought lunch?
The law firm did.
Oh, okay.
There was a Biketoberfest at Foothills BMW.
Got it. Okay.
It was awesome. It was awesome.
I wanted to go to that, but I...
Like, I handed out a lot of stickers for Colorado Moto. I like those guys. So, yeah.
I wanted to go to that, but I thought it was pretty important for me to go to the the Sky Blue radio meeting. It was nice. We got to meet all the DJs from Sky Blue Radio. We got to meet them, and, you know, they even had on the show, and I don't know why, but it's like all of them froze when they had the mic, and then I got on the mic, and I'm like,
start rapping.
I'm like, hey, this is the H-Train Show. Yeah. I'm coming to you live. Talk to us. How was your day?
Did they shake their head like he does?
No, they were just sitting there laughing, and they came over to me afterwards, and they're like, dude, that's one thing that I have got to say is when you're in front of the mic, you might like slur your words and like talk slow.
I just tell everybody that you drink a lot.
Yeah. But he's like, you have a natural ability talking into the mic.
Well, I mean, you were a mascot, a high school mascot. I mean, how could you not?
Exactly.
You were born for this role.
Yes, exactly.
That is one of my favorite shows, our Memorial Day show. That we recorded.
Oh yeah,
getting the H-Train backstory. That was one of my favorite shows ever.
Well, I'm happy to make you happy.
I learned all about Kokomo, Indiana.
Yes.
So yeah, good stuff.
Yeah. Have you ever wondered why Mike Pence went to be his vice president? Go to Indiana, you'll find out.
He was trying to get out of there.
I've
been through it. I've been through it on the bike.
Well, hey, ladies and gentlemen, it is that time. We're going to go on our first music break. And when we come back from that music break, who are we talking to again, Rob?
Chris Carter, Coach Chris Carter with Veterans Overcoming Obstacles.
So whatever you do, stay with us. Don't go away. You're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. You're listening to the H-Train.
Okay, yes. My name is Ben Barto. I'm the owner of Barto Antler Knives and the founder and president of the Horns for Heroes Foundation that we adopted about 3 years ago, and also the owner of BartoWorld.com. And you're listening to the H-Train.
All right, everybody, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. You're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. You are listening to the H-Train Show. And if you didn't already know, Rob is in studio, and we, quite frankly, real quick, it didn't really freeze on us, but it like...
I look amazing.
It paused us.
I mean, I look really good.
Hey, I'm telling you.
That's a freshly buffed forehead right there.
I don't know why, but the video, that's why.
Why what?
Well, see.
You're not supposed to shut the cameras off when we go to break?
I know. No.
Enter your password. Must be 16 digits, including special characters. I love that you get your ass handed to you by this camera every show.
You know, yeah. This is ridiculous.
It's a good time, actually. For those of us that are watching, it's a good time.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Chris, you can't see right here is there are 17 different monitors in front of us right now, and this dude is trying to juggle them all. That's actually kind of funny to watch.
Yeah, better you than me.
Exactly. I can barely handle a cell phone, so yeah, I'm glad.
I would lose my shit, yeah.
Exactly.
I can better handle this Zoom meeting.
Yeah, without wanting to bang your face on a keyboard. So, that extra voice that you're hearing is Coach Chris Carter.
Hey, Chris. Okay, Coach Chris Carter, if you can.
He doesn't have a way to lower his volume.
Okay, if you can, like, sit back, you know, back the seat up.
There it is.
Back it up.
Yeah, back up a little bit more. You got that military voice.
That door behind you.
I can just tone it down a little bit.
Yeah, that door behind you, if you can just back it up through there and just close the door once you're on the other side, it'd be perfect.
Okay.
So that's
whatever.
Chris Carter with Veterans Overcoming Obstacles. How's it going, Coach?
Good. How you doing, sir?
Man,
it's still loud.
Good. Yeah, it is, but that's fine. You're good, man. Yeah.
It won't go through the mixer if it's too loud. It gets to.
So what do I got to do?
Coach, is there any way that you can turn your volume on your mic down a little bit more?
I'll bet it doesn't have a volume control.
I don't know how to do that. I see a mic over here and it says mute.
You don't hit that button.
So let's try being about 2 feet away from the mic, because if it's too loud, it will overthrow the mixer.
Okay. How's that?
Back up just a little bit more.
So we can get a full view. Yeah. Look at it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a little bit better.
Actually, that's perfect. The couch coach sounds okay. I'm getting told online that the coach sounds okay. I actually said the couch sounds okay, so whoever spelled that, you're doing great. All right, Coach. Veterans Overcoming Obstacles. Where did this come from? Where did this idea come from?
So it's kind of interesting. As you know, Rob, we used to do the survival of the fittest up there in Aurora. And we would run a CrossFit competition back in the day. And me being a Pueblo gym, I would pack up my whole gym, put it in a U-Haul, bring it up to Aurora, do a competition up there for the weekend, which is just crazy to say the least.
Yes, it was.
Real crazy. So we were doing that, and there was a veteran that needed support to raise funds for a Tough Mudder race or Tough Mudder event. So we wanted to be able to help him out.
Okay.
And we wanted to raise awareness and then to raise some funds just to help this guy go and do this race. And, you know, not knocking another, I won't even say the agency's name, but there's a very well-known national agency that we were trying to work with them in order to raise money. But because of the time that I served before 9/11, uh-huh. I wasn't allowed to raise money and donate to this other agency. So I was like, well, if I can't work with this other agency, then you know what? I'm just going to start my own. So that's really how it started.
That's the most Chris Carter thing I've ever heard. Well, if I can't do it with you guys, well, I'm just going to do it myself. Screw you guys.
Right. And I wasn't trying to be spiteful. Well, maybe back then. I'm a little different now. But maybe back then I was kind of pissed off.
He found yoga.
To be honest. But I wanted to be able to.
I thought you were going to say he found jiu-jitsu.
Help these guys out and then do it in our own way. And, you know, without going through all the bullshit and jumping through all the hoops and everything.
And how did it go?
Went good. I mean, we ran that event, I think 3 years or 4 years. It was really cool. And like, you know, with your help, I know you, that's where we met, was that, you know, and I think we raised some awareness. You know, we got some veterans out there. We sponsored some veterans to do that. You know, one of the big things that we raise awareness for is that 22 kill. So raising awareness for veteran suicide. And, you know, we do push-ups, we bring it up, we have moments of silence, and just making people aware that a lot of veterans are suffering and, you know, suicide tends to be something that they go to. And you know, the first key to anything is awareness. And so being aware, and then just being aware that this specific population has this happened to them, then it starts to lead us towards like, how can we help the population? So, you know, they ended up, the guy was able to go and do the Tough Mudder event. We had some other crazy thing happen, which I won't get into. And I didn't get to do the race with them because of another organization that was like, not cool. But he ended up doing it, and he's doing well. And he's like married with two kids. Awesome guy. He just climbed another big mountain. And so, you know, our big thing is to be able to sponsor veterans to do events. You know, these events could be, you know, it could be CrossFit competitions. It could be Olympic lifting. It could be powerlifting, Spartan races, Tough Mudders. It could be your first 5K. Anything that gets veterans training and in the gym and looking forward to doing an event. So that gives them kind of a sense of purpose with their training.
So, and is this across the country? Is this they got to be out of Pueblo, out of Colorado? How does this work?
Yeah, the goal. The goal is for it to be a nationwide thing. And, you know, I'm really building the process now. Uh-huh. My gym, you know, we give veterans free memberships. We have a free yoga program for veterans, and then we sponsor them to do events. You know, we just had our first USAPL sanctioned meet at our gym, and we had a team of five veterans that went out there and did powerlifting. That was like a dream come true for me, being an old powerlifter. And so it's right now out of my gym, but I like to be able to link up with, you know, other gyms and starting as a base in Colorado, but eventually being like a national, you know, well-run organization. It just, you know, when you get spread so thin, it's really hard to build. And so when I get done with grad school, that's going to be my focus, is to work on really building this thing, you know, through Colorado and then hopefully like through the nation. And it's, I think the concept will work because you don't have to start all the way over with a gym. You just find gyms that are very patriotic and very veteran friendly and want to be involved. And then you do fundraising events to sponsor veterans in things that the gym's already doing. And so it's not too crazy of a process. I just don't know how to like get it onto that bigger level yet.
Well, and I don't know of any veteran that is spread more thin than you are. So yeah, I totally get that. Yeah.
Thanks.
Well, hey man, you and I are on the same page, dude. You and I are both the guys that are, other than myself, you're the only person I know that overdoes it more. So I love it.
I was going to say you're spread pretty thin too there, guy.
How's the yoga thing going? That's gotta be kind of cool.
It's good. It, you know, it's cool. Our gym also, we have a, useful public service uh-huh. program. So if veterans have, you know, gotten in trouble with the law and they're doing community service, they can come to the gym and they can clean, or they can do the classes or do yoga. And I have a guy that it's pretty cool. He started out as a guy just, you know, needing to do some hours for DUI, you know, and he was like, hey, I'll come and try yoga to get these hours done. And he was doing yoga. And then usually a lot of times when they get their hours done, I don't see him anymore. But he got done with the hours, and then we're like, I was like, hey, you got a free membership if you want it. And he stayed and he's kept doing yoga. And then we've just started offering boot camp classes, and he's been showing up to that. And he did our golf tournament this last month. And then he's going to do our ruck challenge in November. And so kind of a cool process. But yeah, I like the yoga. It's hard to get veterans to do yoga because they think of yoga as like Lululemon pants and like crazy poses. And that's really not how I teach it. But it has kind of a weird like perception, I think. So,
are you telling me that I can't wear my Lululemon pants?
Sobriety and my train of thought and stuff.
Yes. And you guys, you deal with veterans that everything from addiction problems, substance abuse, homelessness, all that stuff, don't you?
We don't get too much in the homeless population, but drug and alcohol addiction, definitely. I'm 6 years, 7 months, almost 8 months sober.
Congratulations.
This month. So it's something that's really important to me. And that's what I'm going to school for. My master's program is in drug and alcohol addiction counseling. I eventually want to, after we build a wellness center, go into my doctorate and like write a theory on how to treat addiction with health and wellness. But we work with, you know, with addiction, definitely PTSD. I didn't realize. I knew, I've always known I was crazy, and then until I got diagnosed, I didn't know how crazy I was or how many disorders I'm working with.
You should have just asked me, Coach. I could have hooked you up.
But you know, helping with PTSD, helping with anxiety. I've heard the term antisocial personality disorder lately, which is interesting. You know, and so just it helps with all those things. You know, and I get a lot of my stuff from, I follow Mark Devine. He does the SEAL Fit, which is the, and then they do Kokoro yoga, which is the Navy SEAL version of yoga. And so I really wasn't too big of a yoga fan until I came across their program, and they associate yoga with, you know, mental toughness and mindfulness and breath control. And, you know, I'm all about learning like different ways of the mental toughness side of things. So
how many veterans have you put through your Veterans Overcoming Obstacle program?
Oh, geez, I don't know. You know, with any gym, people come and go and stuff, but probably about 50 that we've had, you know, kind of coming in and out and stuff. And, you know, people move and stuff like that. But about 25% of our population is veterans at our gym.
Mm-hmm. Yep. What's the name of your gym? Since for those that don't know,
now it's Devil Dog Strength and Conditioning.
I love
it. We just let our affiliation go last year, so we offer a lot more than CrossFit now. So we took the CrossFit out of the name.
But Devil Dog Strength and Conditioning, I like it. I like
it. Yep.
Yep. Very cool. So folks are interested in supporting this. We're getting messages as we talk. How can people support your program?
Probably emailing me would be good. My email is C Carter. So C-C-A-R-T-E-R, Devil Dog, D-E-V-I-L, D-O-double-G, like Snoop, at gmail.com. Okay. I'm glad you laughed at that. I don't trust people that don't think that's funny.
The D-O-double-G, man? Come on, man. That's awesome. That is outstanding. I would expect nothing less from you.
Yeah, that is like a mural on our wall at our gym is a devil dog with the D-O-double-G on there. We also have a website, Veterans Overcoming Obstacles, VO2.org. And then you can find us on Facebook, too, and Instagram.
You're on all the socials, huh?
Yeah.
Excellent. Outstanding. So, yeah, lots of ways to reach out to you. Good stuff. You want to hit the button? You got anything else for Kurt Coach?
Hey, Rob, can I give you my number, too?
Yeah, I wish you would.
Follow all my social media because it's just too much. Also, just reach out to me, like a phone call or a text message is always the easiest for me. And my number is 719-468-0694.
All right. Say it again.
719-468-0694.
Just because we got a lot of people driving, so they had to pull themselves over or type that into their phone or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, no worries.
Or they miss the number. They can always rewind the video or the podcast and listen to it as well. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to push the button because you didn't remind me. So
my fault, dude.
Interview.
Totally my fault.
Today's interview of the week was brought to you by...
Today's interview of the week is brought to you by Colorado Moto Service. We make motorcycles happy, and they tend to make their owners even happier.
Okay, and now, for the time to shine, and then after we play this, Chris will explain what time to shine is. So it's that time. It's time to shine.
Today's time to shine is brought to you by Law Offices of Diane Sawaya. Smart, aggressive, compassionate. It's more than a slogan, it's our mission.
This is your time to shine, baby. It's your time to shine.
Okay, so...
Yes, Coach Chris, that was me singing.
Coach Chris, maybe... Oh, hold up.
Uh-oh, you hit the button?
No, evidently it didn't unmute when I hit unmute. So, Coach Chris, you still there?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. All right. So, Coach Chris, this time to shine, maybe we didn't ask the right question or set you up for that right answer. But basically, maybe we just missed something and there's something that you want to talk about you know, add to the interview that we didn't cover. This is the time, your two-minute platform, to reiterate or say anything that you would like to about your organization.
Go nuts, dude.
Okay. So I find with myself that the biggest key with, you know, dealing with all these mental issues, for me, if I wasn't sober, none of it would work for me, like being an alcoholic and an addict. I really had to get sober in order to start to find all these things out about myself. You know, once I realized that, and once I realized that my sobriety was going to be lifelong sobriety, then that changed my thinking and changed the way I did with everything. It's a struggle. Sometimes, you know, life gets stressful and life gets hard, and I used to be a lot more fun than I am now. But it's definitely worth it. And so I would just encourage any veterans, you know, to reach out for help. And if they struggle with drug and alcohol addiction, you know, to know that you kind of like can't half step it. Like if you got to go hard and go sober, then go hard and go sober. And it just fixes so many issues in your life. And, you know, we have organizations like mine, like I'm sure like you guys get involved with, and to get out there and like to do things and to be active and be engaged and to find your passion and find your purpose. You know, all veterans, you know, we serve. So I believe that we are here to serve a purpose, and it may not be military, but it, you know, as a veteran, you're still meant to do things. You're not meant to sit at home. You're not meant to isolate. You're not meant to take a bunch of VA prescriptions. You're meant to get out there and you're meant to help people, and having a healthy lifestyle will help you to do that. And you're going to just find there's a whole new world out there for you. You know, as long as you keep trying, as long as you're resilient, as long as you don't give up, then you can still serve, and you can serve in a different way. And I just, you know, offer a message of hope. If I can do it, fuck man, anyone can do it.
I like to hear it. Say, so how can people reach out to you one more time? Give your contact number and your email one more time so people can get it.
Okay. My phone number is 719-468-0694. And my email is ccarterdevildog, DEVILDOGG, at gmail.com.
Folks, we've been talking to
get a hold of Rob. Rob knows how to get a hold of me whenever he needs me.
In a million different ways. Hey, folks, we've been talking to Coach Chris Carter from Devil Dog Strength and Conditioning, and with veterans overcoming obstacles. He was dealing with veterans of all walks of life, dealing with PTSD, anxiety, depression, substance abuse, whatever the case may be. Reach out to him if this is something that interests you or you feel like you need to get some help. And I have never met another guy that loves veterans as much as this guy does. So reach out to him, folks. Coach, I can't thank you enough for your time tonight, and we really appreciate you being on the show.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you having me.
Have a great night, bud.
All right, you too. Semper Fi.
All right, so there we are. We are back. And
are you done fighting with the camera now?
Dude, I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with it.
It only shut off twice during that interview.
Yeah. I might need to go get it checked out. I have no idea. I have no idea.
Have you tried slamming it on the table repeatedly until it cooperates?
No.
It's gotten me through several things.
Well, hey, look, I tell you what. We might have made some mistakes, like, video-wise, but other than that, so far the show's going pretty well.
I sound amazing.
Yeah, yeah. You don't look amazing, but you sound amazing.
I have a voice for radio, man. I have a face for radio. Radio in the dark.
All right, everybody, it's that time. We're going to go on our first music, or second music break now. And when we come back, it is the What the segment, so stay with us, don't go away. You're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA, the H-Train Show.
My name is Melissa Stockwell. I am a retired Army officer and an above-the-knee amputee on my left side. I am a Paralympian, a world champion in the sport of triathlon, and I currently live in Colorado. A mom of two, and you are listening to the H Train Show.
All All right. We are back. You're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. You're listening to the Ace Train Show. It's funny you said that, Rob. Like, after that, like, it went completely off, and I'm like, oh, man. I hit manual at the wrong time. It's been one of those days.
Evidently. Dude, I don't understand how you are managing the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 minus my phone, 8 screens that are sitting in front of you. That's not a normal thing. I need you to know that. Most people don't manage 8 screens at a time.
Well, after the week is over, hopefully by next Monday, this will be our Instagram stream, and it will be the same thing as that. And we have improved 5 platforms.
This is why we force him to take Tuesdays off, because, man, he would do this all the time. And it takes 8 days a week in order to make all this stuff work. So, yeah, he needs the time, too. So,
okay, so, it's mine. And it's your favorite segment.
It's the 2-minute warning?
No, it's the what the?
Those are cool tats, man.
Oh, for real? Thank you, bro. Yeah. You see the cobra?
And what is this one?
Oh, this? That's my credo. No regrets.
You have no regrets?
Dad?
No.
Like, not even a single letter?
No way. not me.
Well, I love him. I think he's great.
Okay.
I think he's a real winner, Casey. If I were you, I wouldn't use protection.
What the?
That is the greatest segment on radio.
I know, right?
Bar none. That is.
I know.
Other radio stations are like, how can we steal that? It's hysterical.
And, you know, it's funny because every time we do a show, I get these messages from YouTube.
Uh-huh.
That basically say, hey,
copyright.
Since
you stole
this
some
is copyright, this isn't a media mark against you, but you can't get income on it. And of course,
low battery. So your battery is currently 100% low battery. One of the screens is dying, folks.
Yeah, one of the screens are dying. But, you know, that's okay because we're not using not using Zoom anymore.
It's only at 100%. You could die at any second. That's awesome, dude.
Let's see how I'm going to do this.
I don't know. What buttons are you going to push? So, the what the segment. Who the heck writes these ballots? So, yes. Here in Colorado, we vote by mail. We always have. We've done it for years. It's a very common thing here in Colorado. And we've done it right for years. So, no big deal. However, when we get our ballots, they are probably 2 feet long, with triple columns. You do your voting first on like who you want to be in what office and stuff like that, plus all your judges. Here in Colorado, we elect our judges. I assume that's everywhere. And then you start voting on all of the propositions. Prop EE, Prop 117, Prop 118, whatever the case may be. And if it's nice that we get to vote by mail in Colorado, because you can actually sit down with your very nice pen, your favorite pen in the house, and sit down, crack open your laptop, and start researching what some of these ballot measures are. Because a lot of them, they're just so super confusing. This was my son's second opportunity. Thank you, Max. We really appreciate your input to the conversation.
What did it say?
Nothing that I'm reading out loud. And you look at some of these ballot measures and you're like, who wrote this? This is in the most legalese speak that you can get. And you can't possibly understand what these ballots are. You have to research them and get essentially what is expert advice, because if you try to do it yourself, you would have no clue what it is that they're actually asking you. And the way they word it is so confusing and so
backwards.
Yeah,
it's like microwave instructions.
Yeah, in Swedish. Yeah, it's like, exactly. If IKEA wrote the ballot measures, is the only way it could be slightly more confusing. And by the way, it would leave a screw out. This was my 19-year-old son's second time getting to vote. We lost the cord.
No, we're good.
It's got to be good.
No, we're good. We're all right.
And watching him sit at our kitchen counter while the whole family had our ballots out, we worked through them together, watching my 19-year-old kid try to work his way through all the, this ballot and figure this out, I mean, I felt really bad for the kid. I mean, trying to – if we didn't have some type of voting guide, it would have been a huge challenge. Did you fill out your ballot?
I did, you know, and the remarkable thing about that is this is my first year.
You're not a regular voter?
No. So because I can't do jury duty, I can't vote.
Really?
Okay. Now, this year...
This is new to me.
Yeah. Because if I'm not competent enough to do jury duty, how am I competent enough to vote? That was VA's thing.
Really?
Yes.
You're so competent enough to run a radio program that millions of people
listen to.
Well,
maybe that's the reason why they sent me the voting stuff. So I got the voting stuff, and I, you know, marked my answers. And I tell you, like, I didn't understand anything. And I just let you know... this pad,
yeah,
I don't know what's wrong with it, dude. It's just not working.
Doesn't want to cooperate.
So we're off of the webcam from the computer.
I look amazing.
Yeah, well, the green screen and stuff's kind of like showing.
Go to my OnlyFans account at www.mbradio.us.
Now what?
You don't know what an OnlyFans account is?
No.
We'll talk off air.
Okay. Got it. Okay. Well, anyways, I think you were joking with me. And I didn't get it. But that's the reason why the green screen thing is kind of crappy right now.
Yeah, well, screw them. Whatever.
But anyways.
But yeah, so you're filling out your ballot.
So I filled out my ballot. I was pretty proud of the VA, you know, kind of let me this year. And the biggest issue that I had was the worded jingo that they used on it for the nonprofit stuff.
Yep, exactly. You read it the way you read it, and you're like, oh, yeah, I absolutely want that. And then you read it again, and it's like always or never. It's like taking a test in eighth grade.
Yeah.
You know, watch for the word always and never.
Yeah, they definitely had a lawyer write that stuff
up. Well, yeah, it literally is all. We've actually interviewed some lawyers that have written it. But, yeah, and... Yeah, you're reading the thing and you're like, dude, I don't really understand what this says.
Right.
And I'm not the brightest bulb on the Christmas tree, but I'm also not, you know, the one that's flickering either. So, you know, it should be there should be something done so that if you can't hand your ballot to your 17-year-old and have them understand what the question that they're asking is, it shouldn't be allowed to be a ballot measure. It's just I don't. You know, here in Colorado, we voted on things like gray wolves and being allowing gray wolves in back into Colorado. Things like that. I don't know, you hate politics, so I'm very, very, very proud of you for actually taking the time to sit down and fill out your ballot. That really, really warms my heart. I like that a lot about you.
I even researched, you know, some of the stuff.
You have to.
Yeah.
You have to. If you're, I'm heavily involved in that stuff. I read all the stuff. I spend the time on Twitter. I research the ballot initiatives. I look to the people. You should start an OnlyFans and call it Only Hams. Thank you, Eric Reed. That's awesome. Did you? Oh, Only Hams. That's a good idea, actually, dude. I kind of like ham. You know, different types of bacon. That's a genius idea, actually.
Well, I don't really get into the political stuff of it.
I know, because, you hate it. I get it.
You know, there's so many liars, you know? It's here's a pretty good example, okay?
Here we go.
After you get done watching your football team win or lose, do you stick around and listen to the press conference? Or do you just like, whatever? Because the one thing I learned as an intern being a part of 104.3 The Fan is it's complete utter bullcrap when they do a press conference from football, because they're not telling you the truth. They're telling you what you want to hear,
yeah.
But they're not telling you the truth.
Yeah.
And that's the same thing with politicians, you know?
You're pretty right, and I understand. Don't get the wrong impression. I track politics, and I enjoy it, and I keep track of it. Because if you don't take an interest in politics, it certainly takes an interest in you, and most definitely your wallet. And I understand exactly what you're getting at. You're exactly right. Like, when they interview the quarterback afterwards, and, like, the dude threw, like, 7 touchdowns, and, you know, the person interviewing him is like, oh, you know, hey, you threw those 7 touchdowns, you know, what do you think? You know, well, I'd like to thank my whole team and, you know, all the people around me that made it possible. And blah. Dude, that's a bunch of crap. You carried that team to the win. You carried them. So, yeah, I understand exactly what you're getting at. Yeah, baseball is the same way. You know, professional sports in general.
Yeah.
You know, oh, it wasn't me. It was my whole team. No, it wasn't your whole team, dude. That's like Wayne Gretzky saying, like, oh, the LA Kings. You know, it wasn't for the whole team. I wouldn't be able to. Bull crap, dude. You carried the LA Kings. So, yeah, man, I totally get where you're coming from. It is. It's not – that's what everybody hates about politics is there's no truth in it. There's no – nothing – assume that if the person is talking, mm-hmm. that it's total garbage coming out of their mouth.
Yeah.
And I get you. I understand that.
They're controlling the agenda to mark whatever they think is possible.
Well, and that's just – so those – you read those ballot measures – and the idea is you're supposed to take that into how does this affect me and what is my stance on this. 75% of those ballot measures,
yeah.
You don't have an opinion on. You don't care.
Right.
The one that caught your eye is the one about the nonprofits.
Yeah.
You have a personal interest in one ballot measure out of the three – out of what three columns, front and back page, right? Was that yours? Three columns, front and back, you cared about one of those issues. And that's a real thing, and that's a reasonable thing.
Well, actually, two issues. The one they were talking about, like, increasing tobacco. Yeah, that one affected me.
Yeah, exactly. All right, you're a two-issue voter. I like it. I like it a lot. I'm a fan of where you're going there. As a cigar smoker, I get what you're coming from.
But you know, that's the reason why I was really happy that Mandy sent that thing out, because I had messaged Gloria to, hey, if I come over, will you help me explain this stuff?
Yeah,
you know, because she has to explain everything. When I first started this nonprofit,
that poor woman.
I don't think he was around at the time. But when I started the nonprofit, I had to go over to her house the day before to understand what we were talking about.
And even that, I mean, what you're starting a nonprofit to help other people.
Right.
And there are so many rules and regulations that are written in such an obtuse way that you can't possibly hope to understand them, that you have to seek the help of an expert. Look, I'm just wanting to help out other people. And you're standing in front of it, and you're making it so impossible to do. And I think those ballots that we just filled out kind of exemplify that. It kind of hits the point. Again, watching my poor kid fill out that ballot measure, he went to a good high school. He's a college graduate. He's got a stable job. He's a bright kid.
Right.
But watching him try to decipher what that thing said, I felt bad. It was sad and funny in the same breath.
I can see that.
You know?
I can see that. I've never seen a ballot written like that before, ever.
Oh. So can you imagine, dude, the people that vote on the day of? You know, you and I got to sit there with our pens, and we got to ask somebody, hey, what do you think of this? What does this actually mean? What are they trying to say here?
Yeah,
imagine people that walk into the voting booth and have to scroll through that stuff, and you're like, I have no idea what the question even is.
I have a hard enough time now speaking English.
Yeah. Yeah. So I can't imagine what it's going through. I feel bad for people. That's why our electoral process is such a train wreck. No offense to the H-Train show, the train wreck. holy heck. Man, I'm a funny dude.
Yeah.
No. No, you. You complete me.
Oh man,
it's the truth.
I lost my train of thought. I've been losing my train of thought a lot here,
getting old their
lately.
Age?
I don't know. My wife's kind of like worried that I'm going to go like early dementia or whatever.
Oh, you're there. You are there. You are absolutely there.
I know. I know.
Cass, call me. We'll talk this through. He's there. But you're just using an excuse to not have to do the dishes.
Well, that and not clean. That's why we do the studio thing here. I'm not stupid. Oh, that reminds
me. Oh, honey, sorry. I was going to do the dishes, but head injury.
Hey, did you see that commercial AT&T where the guy comes out with, like, food or whatever, and he's like, what time are we meeting them again? And he has, like, a shirt on and all nice, and then underwear.
No.
And then the people are there, and he's like, oh, I thought this was a Zoom meeting. Apparently not.
Yeah, I could be that guy.
You haven't seen the commercial?
I have not. I don't watch enough TV to make it worthwhile, man. That's awesome, though. Yeah, I can. Yeah, you know that happened to somebody, right? Like, just recently?
No, I didn't.
Like, it happened. I want to say it was a senator.
Oh.
Like, it was somebody important. Goes to it. No, it wasn't a senator, but somebody important.
Okay.
Shows up at a Zoom meeting, and he's wearing, like, no pants, no underwear. Like, yeah. This happened today. And, yeah, it's all hanging out there, and this dude's, like, hanging out in a Zoom meeting, thinking his camera is off. But no.
You know, talking about cameras on and cameras off, you know, I was thinking, so... Me and Rob, we've got these Ranger panties that came in the mail, and we're getting the MBR logo on it.
Because why wouldn't you?
Right. My thinking is we should put something on our butt.
What?
Like write something on our butt.
Like juicy?
I don't know.
That's a bad idea, dude. That's a terrible idea. That's a really bad idea, because this could go horribly wrong.
Yeah. We could put Good Lord Split You or something, you know.
Yeah, wear the Good Lord Split You. That's a good idea. Could do that, yep.
You know, it's almost as, it's, you know, it's just comical. Like, you Bernie saying that we needed to put DOC on our
orange shirts. Yeah.
Shirts.
Yep.
We could totally do that, but, you know, I don't think it would look right if we went to Dove Valley to do a remote and it said DOC
on the back.
Because the jail is right there.
Literally. Right next to Dove Valley. I mean, who didn't think putting the NFL training facility right next to the prison was a bad idea? It's perfect as far as I'm concerned.
Hey, Matt Russell liked it.
Yeah, for obvious reasons. Yeah. I see what you did there. That's awesome, dude.
If you guys don't know who Matt Russell is, he belongs to the Bronco organization, and he was in Breck, and he got, like, a DUI, and he had to go to prison. Yeah, so.
Hold on. Correct me if I'm wrong. Prison is where you go after you've been convicted. Jail is where you go before you're waiting to get to go to court.
You know, I never understood that.
Well, I mean, I haven't been arrested too many times, so I couldn't tell you.
Hey, Facebook land.
What is the difference between jail and prison?
What is the difference between jail or prison? Or hit us up on the talk tech
on the what?
The talk and text line. That is 720-619-0627. Call us. Let us know. What is the difference between jail and prison? Come on, reach out.
I love that hearing our interns laughing in the background right now. That makes me happy.
Yeah, when
she's laughing even harder now.
When the interns laughing, that's probably not a good idea. Probably show is already burnt down to the ground.
I suppose if we spent more time in either jail or prison, we would know the answers to these questions. But since we don't get arrested often enough.
Yeah, that's true.
Apparently we don't party hard enough.
That's true. Jailer, can I spend the night in jail just to see the difference between being in a jail
and
a prison?
No, none for me, man. No.
I thought we were going to get some calls or texts to let us know what people know about it, but I guess they're scarred.
You should write one that says, I'm not saying that, the train tunnel. Well, speaking of, hey, Bernie, if you wanted to call and give us a little rundown on the difference between jail and prison, we would appreciate whatever that update might be. At least, isn't it nice to know that your friends actually listen to the show?
I love it when they write stuff on the air.
That you can't read.
We can't laugh at it.
Well, but we can't tell others.
We can laugh at it. We can't say it over the air. But that doesn't mean we can't share it in the stream.
That's right. Yeah, if you're not following us on social media, folks, you're doing it wrong. You absolutely have to connect with us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Yeah, that's where you get all the good stuff. We share some pretty fun stuff on there. When are those Ranger panties coming in, by the way?
No, they're here. They're in the embroidering shop right now. I think I think he was supposed to bring them by today. He asked me what time the radio show was over, and I told him 8 p.m.
So theoretically, I could be wearing MBR Ranger panties right this second.
Maybe. Maybe before the show is over.
I feel like our next remote. I'm going to have to at least wear them for the next remote.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Although I've seen you in shorts. It's probably a bad idea. Well, make it donations, though.
Spray tan.
I
can do a spray tan.
I believe every word. Dude, oh my gosh. Why haven't we thought of that yet?
What?
We should do spray tans. That's a good idea, actually. I would look. With these gigantic, bald, pasty-looking heads. Look at those things.
Oh, yeah.
Look at those things.
Maybe we'll do that. Hey, if you're a spray tanning salon or whatever, hit me and Rob up. We'll promote your business. And you can treat us like guinea pigs and give us a spray tan. Maybe it's a new color. Maybe it's spray tan Russian.
Yeah, I want like the orange. I want to look like I'm straight out of New Jersey, 1980s. With a gym tan laundry.
You want to look like you got like polio or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. With like just white on the eyes. That is exactly what I'm looking for.
Oh, man. Hey, it's that time we're going to go on music break. When we come back off that music break, what we got, Rob?
We have the ugly truth.
So whatever you do, stay with us. Don't go away. You're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. You're listening to the H-Train Show.
Heather, I am the founder and CEO of Project Sanctuary, and you are listening to the H-Train Show.
All right, everybody, and we are back. We are live in the studio, and...
Yeah, and we got Hollywood.
We got Hollywood in here.
Can you hear me?
I can't really see you, Rob.
You're okay. You don't need to see me. That's not the important part. So we got somebody that's going to call in just a hot second. Can you hear me okay in your headphones?
I can hear you perfect.
Can you hear me okay?
I'm trying to get all three of you in, Rob's not making this.
Don't worry about seeing me. The important part is when we went to break, we were talking about the difference between jail and prison.
Right.
And we got a lot of messages, so we're going to have people be calling in just a hot second. But before that person calls in, we were talking about how the interns were behind us and we could hear them laughing. So when we go on our music break, which, by the way, let's call the truth, it's our chance to go outside and smoke. Let's be honest. When we were out there, we heard our interns, which you're not really even an intern anymore, are you?
No, she graduated.
She started breaking it. We're not going to give out whose name this is. We're going to she started telling the story of the difference between jail and prison. So, guest, go ahead. Tell us the difference between jail and prison and why you know it.
Do I need to recognize do I need to recognize your voice? So it's,
pixelate my face.
We can pixelate your face. We'll do that. Yeah, we'll totally do that afterwards. No problem. We're alive, dude. We'll also modulate your voice, so don't worry about that. So yeah, go ahead. You're completely anonymous here. No one knows who you are. Tell us the story that you were telling us on the break.
Well, I was telling Rob that, you know, my dad picked me up.
Why the heck did you point at him when you said your dad?
My dad picked me up after I was arrested. And I was there for a long time. It was during the flood. It was supposed to be, it's domestic. I don't know if it's, it's taken a long time to lose my New York edge. But I've walk around when I'm angry. I put my hands in my pockets. I don't do that anymore.
I noticed around here you've got your hands in your pockets a lot. Oh, there's our caller.
Whoa,
you might have gotten out a part of this story.
I did.
Go ahead. Bring him in. I recognize that number.
All right, you're listening to the H Train Show. You're live with H Train, Rob, and Holly. Who are we speaking
with? What? Oh, this is Bernie.
Of course it is. Bernie, one of our favorite guests. So, Bernie, you heard earlier we were talking about the difference between jail and prison. Are you able to illuminate for us what the difference between jail and prison is?
Yeah, of course, of course. So, you know, jail is more lesser crimes, you know, minor crimes. You're waiting trial. You know, sometimes it could be a year, it could be longer. You know, there's guys that are sitting there for a long time waiting to hear out their verdict. And prison, you know, that's after your trial's done and you've had a major crime and you're locked up. They throw away the key for a while.
So prison is when you go away for a while. Jail is when you're just waiting for something to happen.
Yeah, jail's minor crimes, you know, waiting for a trial. But sometimes guys get trials and they have a minor crime and they're sitting in jail for, I mean, it could be a year. It can be longer. So
if I shove a knife into H-Train's chest right this second, I will go to prison, not jail.
Well, that depends on your intern over there. If she just pleads that it was self-defense, you know, you might get away with it.
She didn't see anything, I assure you. She didn't see squat.
And it's not to say that, you know, he didn't deserve it. So,
lies the key. I think we all know the answer to that one.
I told him not to fork and do it. Don't use a fork. Use a spoon.
Takes a whole lot longer.
I think
longer.
You would probably go to prison for a spoon. That would be awful. Painful.
That would be awesome. I would have no stress if I shoved
Can you imagine the judge? Like, you know, I was thinking about throwing away the book, but you've gone beyond hungry.
I believe the coroner will say it's a record number of stab wounds.
But you see, Willie's so lovable. I don't think he'd get convicted, really, of anything.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, yeah, I mean, I'm all charm, you know, stunning good looks and witty charm. The judge would let me off.
You're a people person.
I am a people person.
You're a people person.
That judge would let me off in a hot second, and I would go with our amazing sponsors, the Sawaya Law Firm. Guaranteed, I'm getting off.
Yeah, so there
that's
you go.
A good point. Plus, you got connections. You got the resources.
People in the pocket. You know how it goes.
Now all you need is a white Bronco and.
You'll there it is.
Completely.
Dude, we can make this happen.
Yeah.
H-Train, we're going to miss you.
So you guys
this is a bad thing, isn't it?
Bernie. Right,
so you guys are actually putting together Ranger panties. Do you understand that Rob's wife will be the one stabbing you, Joel, for this?
She loves those shorts. Wait, are you at my house right now?
I know her well enough. She will not approve. But I do think the train tunnel on the back would be good.
I didn't read your comment on air, but yeah, now that you've said it, yeah, you're exactly right. Yeah,
I don't like the sound.
The train tunnel. Why? That's perfect,
because
dude.
Because then they can say, well, we're going to ram the tang on you.
You are the H-Train, dude. It's got a train tunnel. That only makes sense. It's perfect.
I think so. And I figured on air you can't edit it, so I could say it without getting in trouble.
You know, now that we talk, this voice sounds very familiar. Do you have any family in the jail?
You better bite your tongue.
There's a very, very small group of people that understand what just happened. There's a very small group of people that know what just happened.
Like visiting hours or not.
I think we're going to go back to that whole stabbing point. You know?
Bernie, hey man, thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in. We really appreciate it, dude. And thank you for clarifying the difference between jail and prison.
Hey, and thanks, guys, for coming out November 7th for Rough Riders Motorcycle Club event with the Veterans Coalition Resources. You know, that's going to be a good time. Look forward to seeing you guys.
That is our next live broadcast. Bernie, since you're on air and you're there, why don't you tell us all about it? Where is it? What is it?
So out at Bighorn Automotive in Parker, Rough Riders Motorcycle Club will be hosting an event. We're going to have a bunch of different booths set up, but Colorado Veterans Resources Coalition is going to be the primary. We're going to get, of course, you boys to come out. We're going to try. I'm pushing for a motorcycle relief project. Talk with Tom today, see if he could get someone to come out and set up a booth. You know, main focus is focusing on veterans and definitely homeless veterans, doing a blanket and jacket drive. trying to reach out, do what we can to help all of the above, the guys that are doing well and the guys that are needing help.
Mad props. Well done to Bighorn Auto and well done to the Rough Riders Motorcycle Club. So we'll see you on the 7th.
Sounds good, boys. Well, you know, long-time listener, first-time caller. I'm glad I got to come
up, at least, you know. Oh, dude, you're awesome. Thanks for calling in tonight, bud. Really appreciate it.
All right, guys. Have fun.
Have a great night. So, Holly,
see you guys later.
Now that we've got you and there's nothing. Oh, are we done there? Oh, yeah. Now that we got you, so how do you know the difference between jail and prison?
Well, I definitely know that, like I said, I understand. I've gotten a grasp and a good sense of soft time compared to hard time. I do have a funny story, though.
No powdered soap?
No. I had a girl, as soon as I, you know, was shown where my bunk was, pretty much say to me, "You better not cry." And I was like, "Well, I'm not going to cry, so you don't have to worry about that."
You're making me want to cry right now.
I wanted to cry, though. I wanted to cry. But then she warned me about a girl that was trying to, you know, kind of like, hey, and hook up with you or see if you would be her girlfriend by giving you shrimp ramen. And I just kind of thought, you're kidding me, right? So day two, I'm there and this girl comes over and she sits next to me and she pushes shrimp ramen towards me. I've been warned, right? So I politely push it back to her. And
because you like beef ramen.
That's what I told her. I said, I like beef ramen. But it's real.
And she's sitting here saying, oh, you got a pretty tongue.
Oh, my God. This is the greatest radio program that's ever been broadcast.
So bad, shrimp ramen. I still can't eat ramen. I still can't look at ramen. I'm just like, and I think there's a whole, like, slew of people that should at least experience jail just to change them.
I agree completely. Right? I agree completely.
I think it would give you a whole perspective of
Joel's looking behind him to figure out who I'm talking to. What?
He was just giving me that stare, like, you know, like I didn't hit the right mic or something.
Oh man, I can't believe it.
We are broadcasting, right?
we're supposed to be.
Yeah, I'm aware we're supposed to be.
It shows that we're broadcasting.
Well, not
let's
what I'm looking
for. Let's go over here to Facebook. Yeah, we're broadcasting. Screens. We're broadcasting. It looks like your stream's just not showing up.
Okay.
Maybe you need to, like, fast forward it. Oh yeah.
Oh, you're, see, like, it's running that, like, commercial. Way. You thought I was dropping. You thought it was me. I'm not dropping anything.
Oh, I have my no God. Idea. See, folks, where else can you listen to the radio and get straight from jail stories? If you've seen Oz, the TV show. We have Holly. I mean, you know.
This is a good 5 years after. You don't want to see me straight from jail. Sure, I still have that, you know, that, gosh, I've never looked at my mugshot.
So, I mean, well, guess what we're doing now?
We're looking for her mugshot.
That's Joel's Google right now. Guess what we're
all public record.
Guess what we're changing your picture to on the MB radio. Meet our newest intern. Yes, that's a license plate she's holding under her chin.
Yeah, we're streaming. Your phone must be up behind me.
Oh, whatever, man. I'm cool with it. That's funny as heck, dude. Wow. Our sponsors are going to love us.
I gotta ask you.
I gotta ask you. So. I couldn't get past, like, the first 7th episode because I don't really swing that way. But the TV show, the Orange is the New Blue at Black.
Do you watch it and be like, what a bunch of punks?
Is it anything like that in jail?
Or in prison? She's nodding. Wow.
Wow, okay. All right.
Well, now I'm going to go back and watch that.
They come over to you. You got a pretty tongue.
You know what's going on. That's for sure. Quick. I mean, I was notified within the first 5 minutes of, like, there's your bank and watch out for the ramen noodle lady.
The ramen noodle lady.
You're bunk, right? I like beef ramen. Hey, you need to get to the punchline,
for
man.
This year's Secret Santa for the Christmas party,
yeah.
Please make me her Secret Santa.
Okay.
I've already got it picked out, man. I've got this covered.
Shrimp ramen.
That's yeah, exactly. DJ name.
Get a case instead, like, yay high, dude.
Instead of Hollywood, you should have made your DJ name Shrimp Ramen.
What do they call you, shrimp? I don't know.
Could hey, be anything.
Shrimp. It'll be the first time I'm not called Hollywood. I could go for shrimp.
This is the greatest radio program.
Shrimp
on
in a cup
the
with cocktail sauce, please.
All right, everybody. If you didn't know already, I'll tell you the ugly truth.
So ugly, ugly, ugly.
Are we making her stay for this part?
Ugly truth.
So the reason why I hit the ugly truth is because, like, we've been talking and, like, we never played that. And I'm so glad we don't have, like, sponsors to, like,
yeah, exactly,
to yell at us. Why didn't you play that?
Can't wait to talk to them tomorrow.
But it's that time. It is the tribute to the troops.
All day long.
Tribute to troops. Sponsored
by High Style and NXT.
Custom quality furnishings and gifts with attitude.
This is an MBR moment of
heroism. Sir, I don't know how to tell this story.
Well, you got to, Joe. You tell the American people what these men did here. You tell them how my troopers died.
Randy Shugart was born August 1958 in Lincoln, Nebraska, into a military family. He joined the Army while still attending high school, and when he graduated high school, he left for basic training in 1976. He then completed advanced individual training, airborne school, and was assigned to 2nd Ranger Battalion, 75th Ranger Regiment. A few months later, he finished a pre-Ranger course and was accepted to Ranger School. He then graduated and earned his Ranger tab. In 1980, Sergeant Shugart left active duty and went into the reserves, and by December of 1983, he went back to active duty and attended Special Forces training. He was then assigned to Delta Force and stationed at Fort Bragg, North Carolina in 1986. In 1993, Sergeant Shugart was deployed to Mogadishu, Somalia as part of a Task Force Ranger. In October of 1993, during Operation Gothic Serpent, a Black Hawk helicopter with the call sign Super 6-1 was shot down in the city. Then Super 6-4 was also shot down in the same area. Sergeant Randy Shugart was providing sniper cover along with three others from Black Hawk Super 6-2 to help cover the two helicopters. A mob surrounded the crash site and Sergeant Shugart was killed and a fellow soldier was taken hostage. Sergeant Shugart's body was later recovered and buried with full honors in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. He also was awarded a Purple Heart. 1 year later, Sergeant Shugart was posthumously decorated with the Medal of Honor for protecting the crew of Super 6-4. In 1997, the Navy named Roland Roloff ship the USNS Shugart. He was married to Stephanie Shugart. On behalf of MBR and everyone here at the H-Train Show, our hearts and prayers go out to the family. And as always, we thank you for your service and sacrifice. Sergeant Randy Shugart, end of watch, October the 3rd, 1993.
All right. So just so everybody knows, we thank you for your service and to the our country, and we thank your family. That was Chris East doing the voiceover. Amanda Updike for the research. And Rob here to look pretty.
Hey, I have a role. All I need is a pair of shorts.
All right, everybody, we're going to go on a music break. And when we come back off that music break, we're almost out of here. We're going to be hitting the two-minute warning. So whatever you do, stay with us. Don't go away. You're listening to the show, the highlights, all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. You're listening to the H-Train Show.
Girl Janine Stang, and you're listening to the H Train Show.
All right, and when you're back, you're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. You're listening to the H Train Show.
At least for a few more minutes.
You're having mic problems?
Mic? Not that I know of. You tell me.
Oh, okay.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
The headphones are popping.
Oh, from music being too loud?
No, I mean, I not that I'm aware of. I think it's just a poor connection.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, hey, it's the two-minute warning brought to you by... Where? There.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 1. We have ignition. Strap in.
It's the two-minute warning.
Two-minute warning.
What we learned today.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Sponsored by Common Ground Golf Course in Colorado. A place for all and all the game teaches.
Dude, it's like you've heard that a few times.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of way too many, actually. All right, Rob, so today, what did you learn?
I learned more about ramen than I have ever wanted to know. And I've also learned that our interns have way more stories to tell than I ever knew. I've known her for a very long time, and I had no idea that story existed.
So when she was talking... Was it basically a prison then that she was in?
Oh, it was jail.
Nope, she was in jail.
She was in jail. Okay. All right.
You don't get shrimp ramen in prison, bro.
No.
No, I know. You don't get nothing in prison.
You get beef ramen.
Bro, you get plenty of beef ramen.
Oh, man. So I think what I learned today was not only the differences between jail and prison, but I also learned today... about a new nonprofit that I've never even heard of and what they're doing. It's amazing. You know, supporting and promoting and empowering veterans to work out and do, you know, different objects.
It needs to happen more, and his program needs to grow.
Yeah.
Right now he's centered to Pueblo, but yeah, it needs to be a national program. It needs to be a thing.
Yeah.
Because there's good stuff coming from it. Especially, yeah, it needs to grow, long story short.
Well, we will help them along as we tend to grow. I will let you, and I'll tell you why. I don't know why, but when we say the term giving our veterans a voice,
yes.
If I read it, he's off key.
Oh.
If he reads
it. I'm in the key of C, he's in the key of G. It's terrible.
If he reads it, then we say it together. But if we don't, then.
I want to know what our intern learned today.
What did you learn today? Rod?
It's bass, not bass. Sergeant Banks is in Air Force.
There's so much to that joke. There are people listening that are going, huh?
Yeah, so much to that joke, but it's like it's an Air Force thing right now. Chief Master Sergeant.
Absolutely hysterical.
Of the Air Force.
Yeah, we were going to talk about for the ugly truth. Then better things came up. What can we say?
Dude, but that's a freaking awesome story.
Yeah, it is an awesome story.
Dude, you have a show tomorrow, don't you?
Yeah, I'll tell it tomorrow.
What's your show?
The Roddy Show. Right now, until I get a better name. I'm thinking of a good name for it, too. So
that's a pretty bad name.
Go ahead, man. The Roddy Show.
Yeah, it's like me calling it the Rob Show.
Yeah, it's pretty much.
I mean, who names a show after themselves?
Oh, whatever. I lost names of it. Yeah.
Well, hey, man, thanks for your help tonight.
Yeah, for sure.
That's the show for today, everyone. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with an all-new show. And remember, you can listen to us again and again. The podcast of this radio show is available right after we go off the air tonight. And remember, we're here for you, not for us.
Giving our veterans a voice.
My head.